It's being reported this lunchtime that Aer Lingus is to commence negotiations with the unions about cuts of up to 900 jobs at the airline. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, has more. This isn't an official announcement from Aer Lingus yet, is it, Will? But it's believed to be the direction of travel.
That's correct, Anya. Yeah, I mean, like all carriers, Aer Lingus has been very badly hit by the COVID-19 restrictions. Obviously, its majority of its fleet and its schedule has been grounded, and its staff just last month were given a 50% pay cut and a 50% cut in working hours as well. But clearly, the situation has become even more serious. I mean, I think the situation is evolving every day, and the longer term picture, as we saw even with Ryanair today, is different even what it was a few weeks ago. So I understand that unions met with management this morning at Aer Lingus, and I understand that the union representatives were told that the airline is going to seek further cost reductions, and the initial discussion of the initial focus of those discussions would be on reducing the workforce by up to 20%. Aer Lingus currently employs around 4,500 people, so we're talking about up to 900 jobs, depending on how things pan out. Mm-hmm. Not yet entirely clear what jobs we're talking about, whether, like I suppose in the case of Ryanair this morning, whether it's going to be focused on pilots and cabin crew, or whether other parts of the airline, other services that it provides, would also be potentially targeted too, or what other routes we might be talking about here. That's all to be worked out, along with the timing, in discussions and further consultations over the coming weeks with the unions. The company saying only saying this lunchtime that it's communicating directly with its employees and engaging with the representative bodies.
OK, Will, thank you for that. And as more news comes in that story throughout the day, we'll have that on rte.ie/news.